Hey, dudes, what are you doing?
Just rustling up a couple of low-fat turkey dogs.
The mighty turkey dog. The monarch of meat snacks. Titan of tube steaks. The Schwarzenegger of sausages.
Would you like one, Cody?
Oh, no way. I tried a couple of those suckers once. Shot through me like a herd of buffalo.
Maybe I'll just have an apple. Hey, guys. Listen, I need some help for my psychology class. I have to study a member of our family and write a profile on. Any volunteers?
Oh, me. Pick me. I'll do it. Pick me. Come on.
Karen? I'm sorry. I'd like to help, but I have a big history paper to write this week.
Oh, come on, come on, come on. Pick me. I'll do it. Come on, me. Come on.
Mark?
Sorry, sis. Puberty's hit me big time. There are things in my mind that shouldn't be aired in public.
Oh, come on, come on. Me. Pick me. I'm the one. Come on, me. Come on, come on. No, pick me. Come on.
Cody, would you like to volunteer?
Well, you know me, I love to help. I'm kind of busy right now.
JT, can I talk to you for a minute?
Honey, not now. JT's gonna miss this field goal, and I'm gonna win the Super Bowl. Choke, 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 choke.
Hey! All right! JT Lambert, you just won the Super Bowl. What are you gonna do now?
I'm going to Disneyland! Oh!
Gee, I hate to interrupt this great moment in sports history, but I was cleaning up the boys' room and I found these college application forms stuffed under JT's bed.
Oh, I'm sorry, Carol. They shouldn't have been there. I meant to throw them away.
Throw them away?
Yeah, I'm not going to college.
JT, you have to go to college. Frank Tillamy has to go to college.
Well, honey, the kids and I have talked about this, and JT knows that I don't agree with forcing a kid to go to college. I mean, there's other choices you can make. You can go to a trade school. You can get a job. So, son, what are your plans?
I don't know. You know, hang out, catch up on some sleep, watch a little tube.
So basically, you plan to be a bum.
Well, yeah, I guess you could call it that. See, here's my philosophy. Instead of retiring when I'm too old and decrepit to enjoy it, I'm gonna retire now and get a job when I'm a geezer.
Well, son, here's my philosophy. Either you're gonna go to some type of school or you're getting a job. And if you're gonna continue to live here, you're paying rent.
Rent? But you're my dad.
I'm your dad till you're 18, then I'm your landlord.
All right, fine. I'll fill out these stupid college application forms. Man, forcing a kid to get an education. What kind of parents are you?
Well, now let's see. My earliest memory was floating in a pool of water. With the faint sound of a heartbeat. Thump-thump, thump-thump, thump-thump. Then I had to squeeze down this narrow tunnel. And at the end, this dude in the mask grabbed me and slapped me on the butt and said, "It's a boy." Must have been about 3 or 4 at the time.
Cody, I'm not interested in your demented memoirs from the womb.
Boy, that's a relief, because before that narrow tunnel, dealie, I don't remember squat. Except for this one time. I remember I had a tail, and I was swimming around with about 1 million other dudes who looked just like me. Wonder whatever happened to those other dudes.
Cody! Can we begin?
Oh, sure. Boy, you shrinks are tense.
All right. I'm gonna say a word, and you tell me the first thing that pops into your head.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Mother.
High tension wires.
High
suspension wires? That's what you think of when I say mother?
Well, sure. You know I'm always welding stuff up for my mom, right? Well, last year, I found these awesome high-tension wires, and I welded them up in a hammock for her. Of course, she sat in it during an electrical storm. And fried off all her hair.
Father?
Fire extinguisher.
Fire extinguisher?
Well, yeah, sure. Well, Mom caught on fire. Somebody had to put her out.
Hi, Frank.
Hi.
One of my customers at the beauty shop gave me this magazine, and I got a great idea for our next romantic vacation. We can go to High Mountain Hot Springs.
That health resort where they make you eat sprouts and wrap you up in seaweed?
Yeah, it'll be fun. We can have massages. We can even take a mud bath together, see?
$85 for a mud bath? I mean, I got a better idea. I'll just turn on the hose. We can roll around the backyard.
Come on, Frank. It'll be fun. Besides, when I get out of that mud bath, someone is going to have to sponge me off.
Hey, guys, break it up. I got great news. Remember how you said I either have to go to college or get a job?
Yeah.
Well, I decided you're right.
That's great. What college are you going to apply to?
Leo's Auto World. I'm washing cars for $5 an hour. Well, it's only part-time right now, but Leo says when I finish high school, he's going to put me on full-time.
Congratulations, son.
Thanks, Dan.
Don't look at me that way. Honey, I know what I'm doing here.
You are going to let him wash cars instead of go to college?
Harold, JT will be outside washing cars in 30-degree weather. Believe me, after a couple of weeks of freezing his patoochies off, he'll be begging us to go to college.
I hope you're right. Although, I do have one question.
What's that?
What are patoochies?
To Leo's Auto World. Now, I am Leo Klemke, and hey, you look like a man who needs a car.
Look, pal, I don't like pressure.
Oh, hey, well, that's our motto. No pressure. So, look, I'll just be waiting over here by this late model sedan, attractively priced at a mere $9,500, which, of course, includes tax and the license.
Doing a great job.
Oh, yeah, well, it's pretty easy to make this car look good.
Yeah, my wife took it for a test drive yesterday. Said it ran great.
Oh, yeah, this thing will be running great for another 10 to 15 years. Well, if you take care of it.
Well, the price tag's pretty steep.
What, are you kidding? I've been looking in the paper, and I can't find a car like this for under 10 grand. Well, at least not in this condition.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I mean, come here, check it out. It's got all the original detail, pony interior, rally wheels, and the body's perfect. There's only one thing wrong with this car. It needs new brake shoes, but that's only like a couple $100. This baby's still a bargain.
You make a lot of sense, kid. And you're honest. I'll buy the car.
Really?
Hey, excellent Leo. Choice, sir. Excellent choice. You know, and this little car will last you a lifetime.
Well, not a lifetime.
Well, who knows how long any of us are going to live. Now, if you just wait for me inside, we'll fill out those papers, and you can drive that baby home today.
Thanks, kid.
Hey, no problem.
Oh, JT, that was brilliant. Never have I seen such salesmanship.
I wasn't even trying to sell him the car.
Yeah, but you sold him, didn't you? I love this boy.
I was just telling him the truth.
Honestly, hey, yeah, what a concept. Okay, I'll try that sometime. Well, here you go, buddy. You just made yourself $300.
$300? For what?
Well, that's your commission. I mean, you sell a car, you get paid for it. Leo Klemke cheats no one.
$300?
Man, I'm never going to college.
Listen, Carol, you don't have to cook dinner tonight. JT gave us money to buy pizzas for everybody.
Wait a minute. Where did JT get this kind of money?
Well, he sold a car down at Leo's and he made $300. JT says he's never going to college. In fact, I don't think I am either.
Me neither. I want to be a car salesman.
Well, this is great, Frank. Congratulations. Now you have three kids who want to be used car salesmen.
Carol, you're overreacting.
Overreacting? JT makes a little easy money, and now he's ready to throw his whole life away? We have got to get him to fill out those college applications.
Honey, now I told you I don't believe in forcing a kid to go to college. Now, I said he could get a job or go to school. He got a job. I'm not going to go back on my word.
Well, what if he wakes up 2 years from now and realizes he made a terrible mistake?
Then 2 years from now, he will go to college. Honey, not everybody's ready to go to college right out of high school. I mean, Dana's ready. Karen will be ready. Mark's ready now. But JT might be a kid who just needs a little more time.
Well, I think he's making a big mistake. And if you're not going to talk to him, Frank, then I will.
JT, when I was out there with the wind in my hair and cussing that kid out for cutting me off, I felt like I was 16 years old again.
You're right, Mrs. Slezak. You're way too spunky to be driving that old granny mobile your nephew stuck you with.
That's for sure. What else you got to show me?
I have something that's perfect for the senior road enthusiast.
Hot diggity. Lead the way, JT. I'd follow those cute little buns anywhere.
Hi, JT.
Oh, hey, Carol. I'm with the customer. I'll be with you in a minute.
Well, hello there, ma'am. Welcome to Leo's Auto World. I am Leo Klemke, and you look like a lady who needs a car.
Oh, no, I'm not a customer. I'm JT's stepmother.
Hey, I am proud to shake your hand. Your stepson's a real go-getter.
JT?
Yeah, you bet. Well, he tells me you and Mr. Lambert are responsible for making him that way.
We are?
Yeah, you know, I wish I could do that with my kid. I mean, 4 years of college, he's working the sour cream gun at Casa Burrito. $60,000 on education, so he can do this.
Well, I'm sure your son will find his niche.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he'll work his way up to Guacamole Boy. JT, hey, this kid is going places. Just watch him handle this customer.
This baby's got low mileage and comes with a 1-year warranty.
Sounds great. Now let's talk safety. Sometimes my driving is,
little creative?
Creative. I like that. The judge said reckless.
Well, see, then that's why this baby's perfect for you. It's got every safety feature you could ever want. Anti-lock brakes, airbag, the works. This baby's built like a tank. And judging by the way you drive, it might not be a bad idea.
You sure know your stuff, kiddo.
Wow, he's pretty good at this.
Good, he is a natural. You know, you and your husband must be very proud.
Leo, could you show Mrs. Slezak the safety reports on the 240 GL?
Safety? Reports? When did we get those?
They're in the consumer guide I got from the library. They're on your desk.
Oh, of course. Safety reports. Oh, love this boy. Right this way, sweetheart.
Hands up, bubble butt.
So, Carol, what brings you down here?
I just wanted to talk to you about something.
Oh, you know, I wanted to talk to you, too. I wanted to thank you and Dad for getting me off my keister. I don't know if you noticed or not, but I used to be kind of lazy.
Well, I wouldn't say lazy.
I would. I don't know. I guess since I was never any good at school, I thought I'd never be good at anything else. But this job changed all that. I mean, I'm really good at talking to people and helping them find the cars they want. I'm even good at keeping Leo honest. And that's pretty much a full-time job. I guess what I'm trying to say is this job makes me feel good about myself.
Well, I am really proud of you, JT. I know I put a lot of pressure on you to go to college, but maybe your dad is right. Maybe college is not right for you.
Well, no, I thought I might go to college part-time, you know, take a couple business courses, maybe even some math.
Math?
Well, you know, you put dollar signs in front of numbers, they really start to mean something.
You know, JT, I get the feeling that one of these days this sign up here will say JT's Auto World.
I like the sound of that. Hey, Carolyn, you know, since you're here, can I show you a car?
Oh, JT, I don't need a car.
Oh, I know. I just thought it might be fun to take one for a test drive. It's free.
Well, I really have wanted to drive one of these custom vans.
Well, then let's take it for a spin. There's no obligation and no pressure.
There's a TV.
Yeah. I love this business.
Wrong, Cody?
Am I that transparent, Uncle Frank?
Only to those of us who really know you. What's the problem?
Well, today's the day that Dana gets graded on that psychological profile she wrote about me.
So?
What if she finds out something weird about me? Like that I'm totally psychotic.
I don't see how that would ever happen, Cody.
Well, yeah, I know it's a long shot, Uncle Frank, but, what if she finds out that I'm like that Sybil chick? I've got multiple personalities. I mean, like, one day, I'm a shrimp farmer from New Orleans. And the next day, I'm a hairdresser in Cleveland. There could be 15 different personas right up here in the old cassava.
Cody, I think if you had 15 different personalities, we'd know about it by now.
Well, no, not necessarily, Uncle Frank. I mean, hey, what if they're 15 different people, but they're all exactly alike?
Good point. Good. Good point.
Yeah. Well, thanks to Cody, I got a D on my psychology project.
A D? Oh, no, I'm doomed. That's it. Set the table for 16 tonight, Uncle Frank. I'm a total psycho.
That's what I thought. But according to my psychology teacher, you're normal, and I'm the one who needs to get my head examined.
Whoa. Interesting turn of events. Suddenly, the psychological disorder's on the other foot. Yeah, Dr. Root?
Let me see that paper there, Dana.
You're not going to believe what that idiot teacher wrote.
Dear Miss Foster, just because your subject, Cody Lambert, gave some unusual answers, it doesn't mean he is, as you put it, a nutcase. He seems to be free-thinking and creative. You, however, are narrow-minded and judgmental. Get over it. I like this guy.
Now, if I want an A in the class, I have to do a makeup paper. I have to listen to somebody's dreams for a week and analyze them.
Oh, pick me, me. Pick me, I'll do it.
Oh, no, I'm not dealing with your twisted mind anymore.
But wait, I have great dreams. Hey, just last night I dreamed I was a singer in Vegas with the head of Siegfried and the body of Roy.